A deadly fall under investigation. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Sheriff's officials in Florida holding a briefing on what happened last night in Orlando. A 14-year-old boy falling to his death on a ride taller than the Statue of Liberty. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office role in this incident is to determine whether or not this is an accident. And based on all of our preliminary investigation and information, it appears to be a terrible tragedy.
He says the boy was visiting from Missouri. The Icon amusement park remains closed while state officials investigate the freefall ride. President Biden visiting Ukrainian refugees in Poland.
Those little babies, little children, and looking at mothers who you don't have to understand the language they speak. You just see in their eyes. Pain.
He also thanked U.S. troops and met with Poland's leader, again emphasizing unity as the key to ultimately stopping Russia's carnage in Ukraine. Fox correspondent Benjamin Hall, who was critically injured in Ukraine, is now back in the U.S., being treated at Brooke Army Medical Center in Houston after being transferred from Germany. And we're learning more from a doctor who was part of the team that evacuated him from Ukraine.
Dr. Richard Jadick, a Bronze Star recipient, was part of the Save Our Allies team that got the call to go to Kyiv to evacuate a critically injured patient, which turned out to be Fox News reporter Benjamin Hall.
We worked hard at putting together the right scenario to get him out safely. And I would really want to, my hat's off to the guys I was with who put that all together.
Dr. Jadick spoke to Martha McCallum on Fox's The Story, who also thanked him for the dignified transfer of Fox News photojournalist Pierre Zakshevsky, who was killed in the same attack that injured Hall.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The attack also killed Ukrainian freelance journalist Sasha Kushinova. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Nearly 30,000 school children will be back in class Monday in Minneapolis after a teacher strike that lasted for more than 2 weeks, the first walkout there in more than 50 years.
We have reached a tentative agreement with MFT teachers and educational support professionals.
Minneapolis Superintendent Ed Graff says ratification votes are expected over the weekend and budget adjustments will be needed going forward. Union officials were pressing for pay raises, especially for support staff and more mental health services for students. A union statement says the agreement will ensure educators have a greater say in how they do their work. A now former nurse who admitted making a deadly mistake with medication is found guilty in Tennessee, but not on the top charge against her. A jury in Nashville convicting Redonda Vaught of criminally negligent homicide while finding her not guilty of reckless homicide. The 37-year-old accidentally injected a paralyzing drug into a 75-year-old patient who died in 2017. Vaught had intended to give the woman her prescribed medicine for anxiety. The defense argued systemic problems at Vanderbilt University Medical Center were at least partly to blame. Tons of supplies are headed from FedEx in Memphis to Ukrainian refugees.
FedEx paying for the flight, donating $1.5 million to relief efforts. Supplies collected by the group Direct Relief include an entire emergency field hospital, 50 beds, IV poles and kits, defibrillators, tourniquets, oxygen supplies, along with antibiotics, wound dressings, inhalers, and medicines for respiratory conditions, the thyroid and the heart. Precisely the most desperately needed medical supplies requested by Ukraine's health ministry. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
That Charter Express flight leaves tomorrow. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 57. The Nasdaq's down. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.